Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on this Football Friday. Good spot to watch college football all day tomorrow, or pro football all day Sunday, or Dolphins Rams Monday night. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Or if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena, you know, they have the Funky Buddha Tap Room right there across from Pantherland. You have the time of your life. I'm working with Casey and Ryan on hock shows. Although Ryan said to us this morning that no one's going to buy hock shows. And no. I said, I can't work around this kind of negativity. So I'm out.
It sounds disgusting.
Well, listen, wait till you see what's on the hock shows and then make your judgment. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Crowder is in Doral right now. Yes. What are you doing tonight? You've got this MMA event that you are. I know it's the you've done this before. Are you the ring announcer? You're the
Double Down Fighting Championship. I'm the ring announcer, but I'm also I talk during the fight, and just add a little. Comedic, non really knowing what's going on, but I'd be like, the big dude's about to knock out this little bastard. I can
are
see.
Are you like the Joe Rogan for Double Down Fighting?
Yes, that's what I am. So I walk around and mess around. You know, I'm in the crowd going, you know, because the Mesman in Dover, it's actually another company that Victor the Mesman and Jeremy Dover run. So I'm here tonight. And yeah,
you're glad hand.
Yeah, but I'm also, I get in the ring when people win, I go talk to them, and I'm like, what the hell happened? You know, and they talk about it. It's a great time. It's crazy because it's like a nightclub. They have DJs. It's a party. But then there's two dudes whooping each other's ass every 5 minutes. And it's just, this MMA stuff, this stuff is crazy to me. I didn't know this was legal.
What time does it get underway? Where is it at?
It's down at the... What is it? The fairgrounds, Miami Fairgrounds tonight. I'm down here, and I got to be there at 6:30, so I'll probably crank up about 7:30, and they got some hella fire dudes down here fighting. I'm in the hotel right now with them, and they're walking around, and they size me up in the elevator, and I'm like, "Hey, big fella, don't get too excited now, because yeah, nice there's no ref
in the elevator.
Yeah, there ain't no refs in his elevator, so just know what's going on, big fella."
bite the kneecaps.
Is that the fairground? So it's outside? It's an outdoor event?
Huh?
Never mind.
No, but there's expo halls.
No,
it's indoors.
Yeah. It's in the convention center. And and they have activations. It's really a good time because I remember I did it last year.
Yep.
Yeah, so they have expos down there. They have a big convention center and it's expos in there, and they have all the sponsors around, and everybody goes in. They're selling tables. I told them, give me I want a table, but I'm just gonna buy a bottle of Coke.
What?
I was like, yeah, I don't buy no bottle of liquor. It's too expensive. I'm tight.
Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
We were just talking about Tyreek Hill missing practice today with a wrist injury, according to the Dolphins injury report. Chris Perkins, who covers the team for the Sun Sentinel, he tweeted out, I recall during the game, I imagine he means the most recent game against Buffalo, Tyreek grabbed his wrist after blocking on a Mostert 7-yard run to the Bills' 48-yard line midway through the third quarter, but Reek caught a 28-yard pass 4 plays later, and he did practice on Thursday. So I don't know if this is an injury that is kind of lingering from that, or maybe he sustained an injury during practice. Either way, did not practice today.
Did it affect the line at all? I didn't even look.
No.
Let's see if the line DoubleDownFC.com.
Use the code Crowder. You'll get a discount.
Crowd.
Use the code Crowder. Use the code Crowder. DoubleDownFC.com. Come out tonight. Be have a good time. You'll see me mess around and talk trash.
Dolphins are still 1-point underdogs Monday night. Tua's over-under on passing is 250.5 yards. Matt Stafford, 257.5.
I take over Tua if you could tell me Jalen Waddle won't run backwards for 90 yards last play.
Yeah, you know what? All bets are off if they have to do a lateral play at the end.
If that was drawn up last week, I need to talk to McDaniel.
That was ridiculous.
I'm looking at some of the other lines for NFL games this Sunday. So I know Giants, Panthers, that's the early game. It's being played in Germany. Giants are 6.5-point favorites, I believe.
I love the Giants in that as well. I really do. I got to put that in before that goes up.
I got a lot of money riding on these Giants winning by 6.5 or more.
Anybody think the Hurricanes? I guess it's going to depend on if that Georgia Tech quarterback plays. So,
we talked about that, and it's being Friday. Does it matter if you're the number 4 team in the nation what quarterback plays?
Yeah, because their defense has been suspect. I really do think it makes a difference with them.
But no, Hawk, you're the number 4 team in the nation. I don't give a damn if Haynes, Boyd, or Tyler, whoever play. You should dominate a unranked Georgia Tech team as number 4 in the nation.
I mean, you can't dominate every game, and when you're on the road and you've put up 9 wins in a row, like, there's going to be a game. You saw it in Cal, Louisville. Like, there's going to be games that get close. If they've got a good offense with that quarterback, 11 points is a lot to give.
You should for sure win. I'd say
I don't think there's any doubt of them winning. They're minus 400 on the, on the win line. But I would just hesitate to give 11 points to a team if everyone keeps telling us this quarterback, if he plays, is really good.
That's what my thing was, to question anything. Do you think Oregon or Georgia or Ohio State are questioning what the quarterback is for the team they play this week?
But I don't think they're questioning. We're talking specifically about the line. So if Georgia's favored by 17 points and then a good quarterback that they're playing becomes 14 points, or you know what I mean? Like that Hurricanes defense, if anything we've seen this season, teams who can put together a semblance of offense can score on them.
Yeah, that secondary is not Ed Reed back there anymore.
And Georgia Tech has done a pretty good job against opposing quarterbacks this year. I read in CBS Sports that only one opposing quarterback has surpassed 300 yards passing against Georgia Tech this year. So Cam Ward's done that in 7 of the Canes' 8 games. I believe the only one he didn't was FSU, I think. The Yellow Jackets can find a way to limit Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo, then perhaps they will be the team to finally upset the Hurricanes. A big part of that will be if their quarterback is playing.
Aren't they 9-0?
Yeah, but he's had 7 games where he threw for over 300 yards.
Oh, 7 out of 9.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right, guys. I just wanted to mention Buffalo on the road this weekend on Sunday. They're playing the Colts. They're 3.5-point favorites on the road, but even that seems a little low to me. Like,
is it Anthony Richardson or Flacco?
I don't know. I don't know who is going to end up starting, but either way.
Let me look at the player props. It's Flacco.
Does it matter?
I think so.
I'd rather play Flacco. I mean, I'd rather play Anthony Richardson than Flacco. We talked about it when we played him.
I just think Buffalo's so much better that to me, it doesn't matter. Only 4 points or 3.5 points. I think they go into Indy and dominate.
Solana lock of the week. Back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, because what did he tell us the other it cost me money on the Bucks plus seven.
Yeah, yeah. Carl Anthony Towns under 19.5.
That was the greatest bet of all time. I've never heard him more confident on a wager than Carl Anthony Towns under 19.5 against the Heat. Carl Anthony Towns set a scoring record since 1995 that Patrick Ewing had held against the Heat.
And he dropped 35 last night or something?
Well, that's my lock. I'm sticking to it, man. Bills.
I'll tell you what. You know, I love the Giants over Carolina tomorrow or Sunday morning. I really do. I love that game.
I'm with you. Lock it in, Hawk. You know I got my parlay.
I'm going to.
This is tough for me because, you know, I love Bryce Young, but I don't want to root against you guys either.
Right. And you're a big fan of Cahuba Hubbard, too.
He ain't said his name right all week.
I believe it's Chuba Hubbard.
He ain't said the man's name right all week.
All right, guys. Here's your weekend schedule. The Heat do play tonight. They play at the Denver Nuggets. That'll be a 9 p.m. tip-off.
Can't decide if I'm going to watch that or OP Live. I love OP Live on Friday nights.
I scrolled past my 600-pound life and thought about you. But
is that not the best show?
I can't watch it, man.
Oh, this doctor now, he's got no patience for these fatties.
No, I can't watch it. Asia was like, I don't like it. We just can't do it.
Love that show.
Man, wake your ass up. Go jog.
Tell you what, first hour and a half of this show, watching you on the video feed, I thought you were auditioning for that show.
Hey, man, I'm trim and sexy. I like Masters de Cerdo.
I thought I was watching that show. I'm like, how did I get that? I wanted the video feed boxes.
I got down here in South Miami. I said, what, Morro?
Yeah. Morro? Anytime I see someone eating something out of a styrofoam container, I'm like, oh, I must be watching TLC.
Y'all go to hell. Wish I had some more fried pork.
Crowder ate 17,000 calories in the first 2 hours of the show.
He must have just completed his weigh-in at the double down.
I was rehydrating. Yeah. Masters de Cerdo.
Kane's at Georgia Tech again tomorrow at noon. The Gators are going to give it their best try at Texas tomorrow at noon as well.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on the Billy Napier emotional factor, vote of confidence, going to be back next season. I might bet him straight up.
See, you always go overboard. I'm going to bet him because I get this 21.5. I don't think they just whoop him, but if DJ Lagway was playing, the line would be way lower.
What can I get on the Florida money line tomorrow? What time's that game? Is that a noon game?
Yeah, it's a nooner.
Very early.
Plus 1,100.
Don't bet the money line. Take the 21.5.
All right.
Panthers play the Flyers tomorrow at 6. They won last night. And Inter-Miami plays Atlanta United. Game 3 must win. Win or go home at 8 p.m.
Tim, I think I might do that giant bet that Pizzola talks about at minus 250.
On the Pinks?
Yeah, I just don't see another possible outcome.
Just so you know, there's an update, by the way. So I found out what happened. Tata Martino said earlier today, the Inter-Miami manager said earlier today that Busquets was ruled out. And Busquets actually met with doctors later today and was cleared, according to Tim Reynolds. And Michelle Kaufman had the same thing about an hour ago. So he's a questionable game-time decision tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Speaking of game-time decisions, Jimmy tells us the Georgia Tech quarterback, Haynes King, will be a game-time decision on Saturday. The line is down to 10. Kane's line is down to 10. So I'm thinking that because he's a game-time decision, that line's coming down because they would think that he's going to play. because he's not ruled out. You know what I mean? Game time decision. So that line's down to 10.
Should I cash out at 200 and try to get the lower line?
What do you have again?
I have Canes minus 11. But they're offering me an early cash out.
But it's going to be less than what you paid for it.
You're so smart.
Yeah, well, no, they're so smart. It's not, I mean, they know what they're doing.
Never mind. I'll let it ride.
Yeah.
All right, guys. One other big news. We talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, the Marlins are staying on the FanDuel Sports Network Florida.
One more. What was it? What is this?
This is the one other big news. So then.
Marlins.
They ain't teach that in language arts.
Uh-huh. Marlins are staying on the FanDuel Sports Network, Florida, next season.
Bet you wish you skipped that story.
I do.
I do.
What other big news?
I do. I diddly diddly do.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. I always love ending a Friday show on a low note. I mean, it's my favorite. Really do. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Good luck getting through this live read here, Crowder. I dare you to mess up. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, final segment of the week. A fun week of shows, and we got a little Football Friday action. Let me tell you about BNT real quick before we continue here and wrap things up. We're in the home stretch for the 2024 hurricane season. Keep your fingers crossed, but listen, we all know hurricane season comes every single year. There never is a break. The good news is you can reduce your stress level by contacting BNT Impact Windows and Doors, taking steps to protect your home with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. It's a great feeling. You've got those PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So if you are a homeowner here in South Florida or on the west coast of Florida, because BNT now services the west coast of Florida as well, time for you to take that step, get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed. And I know you might think, hey, hurricane season's almost over. Let me wait. This is actually the best time to get the ball rolling, because then you give yourself plenty of time to have those impact windows and doors installed and functional in your home by next hurricane season. So call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. Couple of notes here, Crowder, at the end of the show. I'm just seeing Adam Schefter. He says Dak Prescott will be placed on injured reserve.
Mm.
So he's going to miss at least four games. And Schefter also says that Christian McCaffrey is good to go for Sunday's game against Tampa, despite the team listing him as questionable due to his calf and Achilles injury. So good news for Christian McCaffrey, bad news for Dak Prescott. And the story that for Dolphins fans that we kind of followed today was Tyreek Hill ending up on the injury report with a wrist injury. But I don't think there's any question that he'll have a go on it on Monday. And we'll see what happens.
Christian McCaffrey has a lot to do with the 49ers season
No doubt. But like you said earlier, they're missing Ayuk, and it's not the Niners team that we saw. But man, Christian McCaffrey being back to me is such a game changer for them because he is so good. Tell us a little bit about QC Kinetics, and then we'll wrap things up and get out of here for the night and make way for Krantz's Corner and then some Heat basketball on this very radio station.
Hawk, if anybody out there is letting chronic pain impact the quality of their life, they don't have to anymore. The arthritis, the tendon pain, the joint pain. Do you know that your body can help itself with the pain without the need of drugs or surgery? I'm telling y'all, I've had dozens of surgeries. Surgeons want to do surgery. It's how they get paid. And doctors will give them bottles of drugs. I want to let you know about regenerative medicine. And QC Kinetics is the largest, fastest growing regenerative medicine group in the entire country. South Florida's QC Kinetics are waiting to help you get rid of that chronic pain without those bottles of drugs and all the surgery. They're at the forefront nationwide of this innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system. They're not new. Thousands of people have been helped. It's just on you now to go over there, get your free consultation, because if you tell them I sent you over there, say Crowder sent me, you'll get a free consultation and laser therapy treatment. It's time to let you know that your body can help itself get rid of that pain without those drugs, without the surgery. You got to call QC Kinetics today, 844-777-3436. That's 844-777-3436, QC Kinetics. When you get down there, say Crowder sent me, free consultation and laser therapy treatment. I was at Publix the other day, and a man was like, hey, man, you told me about the QC Kinetics. What's going on? I said, listen, go down there yourself. Tell them I sent you. You already have the free consultation, so they'll let you know how they can help you. Don't go get a surgery. Don't let them cut into you. Don't get all those bottles of anti-inflammatories and painkillers and all the stuff they want to give you before you go holler at my people at QC Kinetics. 844-777-3436. That's 844-777-3436. It is QC Kinetics.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Heat are 3-point underdogs in Denver. You'll hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Go Inter Miami. Go Dolphins, although we'll talk to you on Monday, so I can say it then. Whatever. Go Canes. And everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we'll speak with you on Veterans Day, el lunes.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.